Welcome to Torah Divecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esther Wien, and we're studying Megillat Esther Perek 4. So let's continue our story. We are in our adult phase. We are carrying the crown, meaning we are the ones leading the world to ultimately recognize what they've been missing all along, and to open their hearts and minds to the influence of Hashem's truths in the world. And we met our ultimate enemy, personified as Haman, but it really is the Eitz Hadas attitude. It's survival mode. It's opening our eyes and saying, the truth is how I see it. I am the measure of all things, and I will determine my own good and bad based on my own interpretation of life. And if I'm in survival mode, my main motivations are self-preservation, getting my needs met, and being on super alert for any threats to my image, my money, my power, my influence, my ability to take care of myself, and as we said, get our needs met. And every little thing could be a threat. Somebody didn't invite me, somebody didn't acknowledge me, somebody didn't include me, somebody stole from me, right? Everything is a threat to me because I'm trying to survive. And when we're trying to survive, we can't worry about anyone. And the other motivation is self-indulgence. Why should I say no to myself? Who cares? We're going to die. And in both of these, self-preservation and self-indulgence, the other person, the other, is insignificant. It's narcissistic and it's nihilistic. Narcissistic means it's all about what I want, and nihilistic means you don't have any value. Nothing has value. We're all going to die. We're going to be death-bound creatures. As the Kaddish Baruch Hu said, the day you eat from it, you are going to die. You will know yourself no longer as an eternal creature in a physical body, but as a death-bound being. And you will live in the grip of fears and desires. That's the Haman. And in the end, the great battle is between the life vision of a spiritual creature connected to eternity through divine truths and divine values, a spiritual creature living in a physical body, using the physical world to elevate and channel ruchnias, spiritual things, or a purely physical entity just struggling and clawing away at everyone and everything to survive. This is the great battle, the Esther versus Haman. And it is through this long phase of the Hester Panim phase that we are constantly and always, always encountering the challenge. Which way are we going to go? Survival mode or what we call creator mode, where we're channeling God? And by the way, in creator mode, you get to take all your personal, individual talents and strengths and uniqueness, your individuality, what makes you you, everything that is unique to you, and you get to use it in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ultimate, eternal, divine truths and values. Meaning, you get to channel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon, or will, divine will, your own way. The way you're going to set up a Shabbos table or do a chesed is going to be very different than someone else. The way you're going to do a mitzvah, the chiddush you're going to have, the insight you're going to have, is going to be very different than someone else. So you don't have to invent yourself, and you don't have to create an identity, and you don't have to find your unique tafkid. You just have to know yourself and then channel all those great eternal Torah ideas your way. Your way, in whatever situation you're in, that's your tafkid. We don't have to brand ourselves and find some sort of unique niche that only we play. We will play that. We don't have to find it. We already have it. We're going to channel God our way. In any case, we are always encountering this battle in our long galus as a nation and as an individual. And here we come into Perek Daled. Look what Mordechai says to Esther. She's in the palace, right? She has an opportunity to play a role and perhaps even save Am Yisrael. And we're going to go deeper into what this means. And Mordechai says to Esther, Esther says, you know, I don't know about this. you want me to go to the king, but, you know, he hasn't called me, and I might get killed if I show up unannounced. And Mordechai says, listen, Mordechai said, this is what you should tell Esther in my name. Al tadami benafshech lehimalit beit hamelech mikol hayudim. Don't imagine that you alone among all the Jews are going to protect yourself and you're going to escape with your life by being in the king's palace. Ki im hacharish tacharishi be'et hazot. Because if you keep silent and you don't go in there and you don't try to help the Jewish people and you just opt out and you say it's too risky, right? Revach v'hatzala yamod la'yehudim mimakom achar. There will be deliverance and relief for the Jews will come a different way. Ba'at ubeit avich tovedu, you and your father's house will be lost. Umi yodea, who knows? Maybe this is the reason you're a queen. So let's go a little deeper. First of all, what did Mordechai just say to her? Mordechai just said to her, and now we're talking about the battle of Esther against Haman, the survival mode battle. Are you going to go into your own survival mode concern for your own needs and just think you're going to escape this threat because you're hiding in the king's house? Are you going to go into survival mode? Just take care of yourself? Or are you going to go into creator mode and try to channel Hashem's Yeshua, Hashem's salvation through your own efforts? But this is what Mordechai says to Esther. He says, if you're thinking that you're going to escape and hide yourself away and protect yourself in the king's house, okay, and that's the way you want to go, so let me just tell you something. If you go that path and you're silent now, you don't take action, don't worry. Hashem is going to provide help another way. He basically said, Mordechai said to Esther, I want you to know something. Either way, we don't need you. If you want to just protect yourself and hide away in the palace, you think you're going to be safe, okay. Hashem will send Hatzalah another way. We don't need you, is what he said. So what was he offering her? He was saying to her, you have to understand, in the end, this bubble of evil, this survival mode momentum, this fantasy, it's going to pop. The world is not going to, and the perpetrators, they're not going to ultimately persevere. You see, and everybody has a battle between survival mode and creator mode. But he said to her, what I'm offering you here now is the choice that you can make to either play a role in the big, unfolding, grand drama of Jewish history, where ultimately we see that there's so much beyond what our eyes see. The reason we shouldn't be in survival mode is because making conclusions, but based on what our eyes see, we're always going to make mistakes. So Mordechai says, you see, God's going to save us. There's a really big story unfolding here. All right? And everyone's eventually going to know it. Now, the question is, do you want to be the one through whom this great Yeshua unfolds? Do you want to be the one to channel it? Because either way, it's going to happen. Which means like this, if we don't play our role, our creator mode role, nothing changes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still going to guide the world to its destiny and still ultimately bring the Shekhinah, which means the awareness and the presence and the infusion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reality upon the world. It's going to happen anyway. We just get to choose whether we are going to play a role or not. We have the opportunity, like Mordechai says to Esther, to decide, are we going to be in creator mode or are we going to be in survival mode? That's for us. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu anyway is going to bring the world to its destiny. We are not going to undermine or sabotage HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. It's all for us. If we want to live our lives in survival mode, Mordechai says, that's okay. That doesn't matter. Hashem's going to save us. Right? So it's not about really, it's not about doing this for God, to help God out. It's really the most personal choice of what's the big question in society today. How do you identify? We really have to answer that question. What is my identity, and is it in survival mode or is it in creator mode? And if I operate in creator mode, I could be channeling the great powerful forces into the world. I could be partnering with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but if I don't do it, someone else will. So I'm the only one who loses. And Mordechai says, if you don't do it, don't worry. Hashem will send Hatzalah from somewhere else. Revach Hatzalah Yama Lehudim Makom Acher. But he says, but you and your father's house will be lost. Esther was the great-great-granddaughter of Shaul, who had a chance to kill Agag, the great-great-grandfather of Haman. See, Haman couldn't tell that when he said, get rid of Vashti, pick a new queen, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu behind the scenes would cause Ahasuerus to have so much, would be so charmed by Esther that he put Esther on the throne. Essentially, Haman opened up the door so that Shaul's great-great-granddaughter could finish the job and kill Agag's great-great-grandson himself. He didn't know that, because he was only looking at what things looked like to him at that moment based on what he saw. But as we kept saying, there's a much bigger picture. So Mordechai says to her, you know, you and your father's house will be lost. Meaning, look what's going on behind the scenes. If you go into survival mode, do you realize how much you, for your own sake, are forfeiting and sabotaging for your own sake? I mean, look what's going on here. Look at this hashgacha. We got Shaul's granddaughter and Agag's grandson facing off against each other. And you're going to go into survival mode? Okay, gesundheit if you have to. But we'll just move on without you. And this whole, and that channel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened of this whole little hashgacha, all right, it won't work out. Hashem gave you a chance, but you won't take it. Something else will work out. The main idea here is that when this long phase of Gullus, the Hester Panim phase of Gullus that we have been talking about since Perek Aleph, puts us in a constant position to choose for ourselves. Are we going to judge based on how we see things and based on our gut instincts? Or are we going to choose based on the clarity and the connection that we still have from our chinuch years, that we are part of a much greater story that is unfolding behind the scenes, and lots of threads are being intertwined, and eventually we're going to see the whole tapestry. Do we want to live with that confidence and play the roles that have been handed to us to play? And as we said, you know, it's already been handed to us. She's in the palace. Mordechai says, who knows? Maybe that's why you're here. Meaning, don't go looking for your tafkid. We said before, listen, you're in a situation. You've been given a certain lot in life. Meaning, you've been born in a certain generation to certain parents and certain family with certain siblings and certain DNA and certain personality and certain abilities and certain disabilities. And you were sent to a certain school and you had certain experiences and all these things you never got to choose ever. That's it. This is who you are. It's your chelek. That's really what it means. Ezo asher sameach b'chelko. Now, circumstances are going to come your way. Are you going to be in creator mode when you channel Kadosh Baruch Hu in whatever opportunity you can? Or are you going to be in survival mode? That's it. That's the tafkid. You don't have to make yourself crazy finding some special niche that only you can play, because you know what? There's no such thing. Maybe someone else will play it better than you. Maybe something will happen. You won't be able to play your role. And then what? Then you feel like you're useless because you didn't achieve your tafkid. This is crazy talk. All we have to do is, like Mordechai said, you're here right now. Do you want to be in creator mode or survivor mode? That's your tafkid, to do it right. And if you don't do it right, okay, we'll move on without you. So Be'ezrat Hashem, we should all look at every situation from this lens. We get to be in creator mode in every situation that comes our way. And that's our tafkid. And if we take the opportunity every time we can, then we have ultimately fulfilled every tafkid that we've faced. And we can be extremely proud and feel good about ourselves, that we're living life right. We're trying to really get it right. And we're always remembering to grab ourselves back out of survival mode if we end up there. All right. Thank you for listening and for studying together. Le'ilei Nishmas, Rose Foreman, Razel Rachel Bat Aryeh Leib, and Rachel Zeitland, Rachel Bat Shlomo.